So we established that shaitan is a disbeliever. So the thing is now, why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer his dua when he says, قَالَ رَبِّي فَأَنظِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. He says, oh my Lord, leave me or grant me respite, or respite if you're British, grant me respite until the day that they are resurrected. قَالَ فَإِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنظَرِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are amongst those who have been granted respite. Now, انظار here, which is respite or respite, which is to be left alone. First of all, you know, why is Allah answering shaitan, right? Number one, you can see here that shaitan is calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. He's saying Rabbi, he's saying my Lord. Okay, so he's not associating a partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah knows why shaitan is asking for this inzar. He's asking for this time to be left alone so that he can wreak havoc. So why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer him? And Imam Ibn Ashur, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his tafsir, he says that that was Allah's plan for him anyway, and he simply made him aware of it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was planning to grant him that respite and to grant him that time because his ajal, his death, was already written at a certain time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him aware of it and answered that. We find, you know, Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir, Imam ibn Kathir, in Al-Bidayah wa Nihayah, he goes through the different opinions of the Sahaba as to when shaitan would die. The most correct opinion, the strongest opinion, being with the first blow of the horn, meaning he would live all the way through those signs of the Day of Judgment, and the sa'iqah, the painful blow which would take the lives of the worst people that exist at the time, would also take shaitan's life as well. So it was Allah's plan for him anyway, for his wisdom subhanahu wa ta'ala, to leave shaitan and grant him that respite, but Allah was making him aware of it. But it's also not impossible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers his dua, because Iblis has, and this is where the beautiful wisdom of Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah comes in, Iblis has something to bring to the table when he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ دَاعِي إِذَا دَعَان فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, you know, I answer the call of the caller when he calls. So let them answer my call as well. So when you do good deeds and when you answer the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it makes your dua more answerable. Okay? So when shaitan calls upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, he's got thousands of years of ibadah, thousands of years of worship. So he brings something with him to the table when he calls upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether it was that Allah answered his dua, you know, because of what he's done, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was his plan for him anyway. So it wasn't a form of ikram, it wasn't a form of benevolence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his dua, and it wasn't really his dua in the first place. The point is here, shaitan is granted respite. He's granted this long period to be left alone. Now, that brings us to a very interesting question. Well, does Allah answer the dua of the kafir, of the disbeliever? Because he's clearly a disbeliever. We've already established that. And Imam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the dua of every Muslim and disbeliever that calls upon him solely. So if you call upon Allah properly, then your dua has a chance of being answered. Okay? So when you call upon, and what's the proof? He uses several proofs. So he says, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for example, who is the one that answers al-muttar, the one that's in need when he calls upon him? And he said, Allah did not specify the believers. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the disbelievers when they're drowning. وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ كَالظُّلَلِ. That when they are drowning in the depths of the ocean, when it's dark and they're out in the sea and they're drowning, دَعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, not attributing any partners to them. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ. But then when Allah saves them, meaning Allah answered their dua, okay? Because they called upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without ascribing a partner to him. Likewise, we find from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, اتَّقِي دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ. Fear the dua of the oppressed. فَإِنَّهَا لَيْسَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٌ. There is no veil between, subhanAllah, what powerful usage. There is no veil between the dua of the oppressed and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a direct connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in some narrations, the Prophet says, وَلَوْ كَانَ كَافِرًا. even if that oppressed person was a disbeliever, fear the dua of that oppressed person. Meaning if you're a believer and you're oppressing a disbeliever, Allah might answer the dua of the disbeliever against you so long as that disbeliever calls upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. We also find that when someone is seeking guidance, you know, when you're doing da'wah to someone, here's what you do. You say at the end of your da'wah, you say, look, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go home tonight. Call upon Allah. Call upon God alone. Don't call upon Him ascribing any partners to Him. Call upon Him alone and ask Him for guidance. Say, God, I'm calling upon you alone and I want sincere guidance. That's what the Prophet ﷺ did with Hamza radiallahu anhu. Because Hamza initially accepted Islam as a form of, you know, as a form of pride. You know, it was like, you know, I just wanted to, he was upset that his nephew, that the Prophet ﷺ was insulted the way that he was. And he came to the Prophet ﷺ like, I don't know if I really accepted Islam or not. You know, if it was sincere or not. The Prophet ﷺ told him, well, ask Allah to guide you. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. So you tell someone, look, go call upon Allah alone and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you. Okay? Now, of course, Allah would not answer the dua of a disbeliever if the disbeliever called for salvation in the hereafter while insisting on their disbelief. So it would also have to be something that's within the realm of what's ma'qul, what's acceptable, what can be done for a person in that situation. The point is here that as you know, if a person calls upon Allah, no matter who they are, if they call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, sincerely, not attributing a partner to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would answer their dua. And of course, there are different degrees of what an answered dua mustajab is. So, you know, there are different positions that you'd have to be in different situations, but still, we see that that's something that's very much so possible. Now, in the case of shaitan, it's amazing that Allah knew what shaitan was going to say and do next, and shaitan knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't break His promise to him when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْظَرِينَ, that you are amongst those that are granted respite. Because shaitan could have just said, right after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you are amongst those that have been granted respite, shaitan, you know, could have said okay and you know, kept it to himself that he planned to lead mankind astray. But he knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is true. Why is that so powerful? Because on this, you know, on the day of judgment, when shaitan speaks to the people that he's misled, he says, Inna Allah wa'adakum wa'ad al-haq. Allah made you promises and those promises were true. Allah doesn't break His promise. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. I, on the other hand, when I make a promise, I break my promises. So shaitan knew, even at that time, even as he was disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is a Lord that does not break His promises, that this is a Lord that is merciful, and this is a Lord who is just.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you enjoyed and benefited from this video. If you did, then please do share it. And if you'd like to follow the rest of the series, then please do click on the top box. And if you'd like to see all of the other episodes and the other videos we have to offer, then please click on the box under that. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more amazing content.